very important message in relationships. I'm going to talk about it today. Say it with me. Feel sorry before you... One more time. Feel sorry before you... Y'all listening to me today? You don't have to preach that a whole lot longer. You know where we're headed, right? You need to feel sorry. I guess sorry is more than just some words, ain't it? Say. Come on. Let's talk about it today. Saying you're sorry is not necessarily feeling sorrow, regret, remorse, guilt, or shame. I mean, it's not hard to hurt somebody. Just go, oh, I'm sorry. Do you even know what you did? Do you know the level of pain that it caused? Y'all hearing me? How many, and just being honest, that's what we do here. How many would say, you've been hurt by somebody and you didn't get the adequate, they didn't really feel the guilt, the shame, the remorse, or whatever they hurt you with, and it hurt you more. Can I see your hand? That's what I'm saying. Man, that's like half the audience, two-thirds of the audience, guys. This is a real situation. And here's the thing. We can learn. We can learn. We can learn and we can do better. This is part of relationships. Well, I don't understand. I said I was sorry. I can't understand. Why are you doing that? I said I'm sorry. I hate you. I said I'm sorry. That's why I'm still mad at you, because you still hate me. Because I know you're sorry, didn't really mean it. Amen. You hear what I'm saying, D? Come on, let's talk about it. How can I communicate that I am sorry? That's what I want to talk to you about. You might say, man, Clark, then we turn into a psychological church. No, this is just really important, guys. Did you know God's Word isn't just designed for you to be all spiritual so you could brag? It's designed so you could live life and be a better human being and better relationships with other people. Amen. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. God created us. He'd like us to work things out. Yeah. Okay? How can I communicate that I'm sorry that I've sinned against somebody, that I have wronged them? That's why I put this little talk together for us. How can I feel and communicate remorse, regret, and what? Guilt and shame. How can I do that? How can I make my sorry what? Say that with me. How can I make my what? Sorry what? One more time. How can I make my sorry, or how can I make my sorry really matter? Okay, let's look at it. We put together something here. It's what I call my sorry balancing scale. Okay, and by the way, this is ours. We didn't cheat. We didn't find it anywhere, did we, Roger? We made it. Here we go. It's our sorry balancing scale. Here's what happens. Here's what happens. I have a wrong action. And I have hurt feelings, somebody's feelings. And now that relationship is either broke down or it's breaking down. And see how that balance is out of whack. Now, you see that? Yes or no? Say, well, I'm sorry. Well, that didn't change you, did it?
Yeah, but I said I'm sorry.
Do you see how it's still weighed this way? Yes or no? Y'all got it? Yes or no?
Yeah, but I don't understand. I said I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Five little letters, whatever. They're just words. How can I get the balance back? Because, see, I have... Now, I've said I'm sorry. I've communicated sorry, but I haven't felt sorry. And so this thing's out of whack. So, feeling sorrow and communicating sorrow. When I do that properly, the relational buildup happens. When I'm feeling that remorse, that guilt, that shame, when I can understand that I've hurt, that I've wronged someone. See, because, you know, it's not really them that needs the fixing. You're the one that broke it. Did you hear me? You need some fixing. And that fixing comes from something that's a good thing. It's called repentance. It's called feeling regret, feeling remorse, feeling guilt. Oh, I don't like feeling guilty. Well, that's really a good thing when we can feel guilty. Did you know that? Yes or no?
If you can just have do things and not have any conscience or any consequences, man, you're messed up. Are you hearing me today? And you need some fixing. And that's where God comes in, His Word, and this is incredible. So that's what happens when we start to feel that sorrow, that relational buildup can happen, and then there can be what? Restoration, and there can actually be what? Forgiveness. Now look at the scale. Now did that mean the event didn't happen? No, it happened. Okay? And sometimes people are going to have a hard time restoring and forgiving. But guys, we got to make the effort. People are worth the effort when we have wronged them. They are worth the effort for us to feel sorry instead of just saying sorry. Are y'all hearing me today? We're talking about family and relationships. Guys, husbands, wives, wives, husbands. Parents with your kids. Just because you're dad or mom, are you kidding me? You just get this free card to hurt your kids? Say, you don't have to say you're sorry. You don't have to feel like you hurt me. Last time I checked, children aren't the only ones that screw up. Is that right? Yes or not? So do parents. One of the best things parents can ever learn is to get down with that child and say, you know what, I'm sorry. But to feel that, and they'll respect you so much more. You know, you're teaching life lessons. So that's what we're talking. So feel sorry before you what? Now let's keep walking with it. Feeling sorry. Now we've got still 10 minutes. Roger, we're doing pretty good. Feeling sorry. Number one, stop. Say the word stop with me. Stop. It's not that hard. Stop looking at the speck and start looking at the tree. Now what does that mean? Let's look at it. Jesus speaking. Why do you behold the mote that's in your brother's eye, but you don't perceive the beam or the 2x4 that's shooting out of your own head? Okay? Either how can you say to your brother, brother, let me pull out that little speck that's in your eye when you yourself behold not this big gigantic 2x4 that's coming out of your own eye? You what? Cast out what? The beam that's in what? Your eye, and then you'll be able to see clearly how to do the eye surgery on someone else. The speck. Okay? So, help me, Raj. So, number one, stop doing that. If you really want to feel sorry, stop judging other people. If you really want to learn to communicate sorry and to feel sorry, you got to take a look at you. Are y'all hearing me today? Look at you. Stop looking at who? Period. Did you know most of the times we're going to correct so-and-so and so-and-so? I've done this my whole life as a preacher. And most of the time I've ever done that, didn't do a hill of beans of good, and they still screwed up. It's going to take them wanting to fix them. I found the best person I can fix and have opportunity to work on is Gary Clark with two R's. Now I get up here and I talk and I preach the Word of God. But, guys, if anything you could say about me, it's the greatest compliment I ever get out of people is, Gary, you're just like us. You're just like us. You want us. I am, but worse. I'm serious. I have the weight of carrying the word pastor on me, you know? And I study the Word, and every Sunday I get up and somehow in front of you, and we put me up on a stage like I'm above you. Well, I ain't. You hearing me? The best work I can ever do is on Gary. And that's my advice to you today. If you really want to feel sorry and learn how to do that, you need to see your what? Say it with me. See your. One more time. See your. See your sin. Sometimes we say we're sorry. They don't accept our sorry. We get mad at them because they didn't accept our sorry. And so now we're judging them again even. I can't believe it. Well, because they can see clear as the... See, it's easy to see a 2x4 when it's coming out of somebody's head. And they can see that, and that's why they're not accepting your apology. Y'all hearing me this morning? All right. So see your sin, see your what? See your actions, and see your what? And that's a good thing, guys. If you want to have relational buildup, you've got to see your sin, see your actions, and you've got to see your wrong. And I don't know where you are at it on this level. You know, if you're full of yourself, well, that's why Jesus says, you know, Jesus said, I'm meek and lowly. Learn of me. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He'll do what with you? Lift you up, the Bible says. I don't care how you got to get you to humility, get there somehow, some way. Make it quick, maybe. Come on, get there. If you get humble, your whole life will be a better life. Did you hear me today? If you can get humility, your whole life will be a better life. Because it's pride and things like that that keeps us from seeing our sin, our actions, and our wrongs. And it's killing us in relationship. I don't care if you've gone to Carnegie School and they taught you how to talk and smile and grin and just whatever and dress. But I'm going to tell you something. If you hurt people, you better get ready to be alone or to keep moving. Did you hear me? Because you're just going to keep going through people. I'm going to tell you that right now because people are going to get tired of it. Y'all hearing me today? Learn this in relationship. Now, I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance, for you were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us and nothing. For, say this with me, godly sorrow works what? Repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world works what? The sorrow of the world works death. If you take your cues from the devil and from Satan, just saying, I'm sorry, and you think that's enough, that's not enough. That's not enough. But real godly sorrow leads to repentance. And if you ever get to the place where you're sorry and you repent, you won't be sorry you repented. Did you hear me? It's something real. It's something genuine. And it'll not only change you, most likely, it will change others that you've offended. And it's a beautiful thing when we do it. Keep looking. So godly sorrow what? Feels. Godly sorrow what? Say that with me again. Godly sorrow. Godly sorrow. One more time. Godly sorrow. Godly sorrow. See, saying you're sorry without feeling is not godly. Saying you're sorry without feeling is not godly. And it does not work. Oh, now it'll work sometime. If you can throw a little dinner with it. Amen? Oh, I'm sorry. And take them out to dinner and maybe smooth them. You can sort of cover things sometimes, guys, but nothing works like godly sorrow. Where you're really sorry, where you really see your actions, where you really see your sin, and you're really able to communicate, I've hurt you. Do you hear me? Yes or no? And there's a freeing effect, not just for you, but for the person that you've damaged. There's a freeing effect that they don't have to hang on to it either. You hearing me today? Okay, good, I'm glad. So feel regret. These are words, I can't believe I learned this at church. Yeah, you heard it from me. Feel regret. Feel miserable. Feeling miserable is a good thing when you've hurt somebody. Did you hear me today say, well, I just feel miserable. You should. Do you know what you did to him? Say, can you believe you did that to her? I can't believe it. I feel so unhappy. You ought to. Y'all hear me today? God, I came to church to feel better. Oh, this will help you feel better and have a better life. Feel you're wrong. Feel remorse. Feel mental what? Anguish. Oh, here's a word we hate. Feel what? Responsibility. Yeah, because you did it. Yeah, but I mean, I don't, you know, but wait, you know, whatever. My mama did it too one time. It was up. Hey, Mr. QB, do you like your players to take responsibility on the field and be responsible? Aren't you glad that those linemen are doing their job as those 300-pound men are coming after your tail, say? Isn't that right? And them saying, I'm sorry you got your neck broke because I wasn't, you know, I was picking my nose. It's a problem, ain't it? Yeah. Feel shame. Feel shame. Feel shame. There's nothing wrong with feeling shame. So many TV preachers, you'll hear them, everybody's happy, 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 happy. Here's the problem. That's not the real world. We're hurt. We're messed up. And I'm telling you, it's a good thing to feel ashamed. Why? Who made those feelings? God made us like this. He created things in us that work like this. And we don't need to sugarcoat it and just put icing on it all the time. Because everything ain't a party. Amen. Say. So, that's what we're talking about today. Number two. Am I doing okay, Raj? Number two, feeling sorry starts with feeling some things before I what? One more time. Feeling sorry starts with feeling some things before I say anything. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'll tell you I'm sorry when I feel like it. I'm not saying I'm sorry right away is a bad thing. I'm saying don't let that be the only thing. And back up that sorry with the feelings. Did you hear what I said? So don't go out of here saying, I'll tell you I'm sorry in 3 months from now when I get there. But you might wake up with a bullet in you or something. I don't want that to happen to you. Here we go. How do you communicate sorry? How do you communicate sorry? Go. So stop. We saw that. Looking at others, you look at you. Go. Go to the one you've hurt and communicate what you feel. How hard is this? You see green and red lights everywhere around town. That's why I put them up there for you. When you come to a stoplight, oh, I've got to stop looking at other people and I've got to start looking at me. Go. I've got to go to that person that I've hurt. You hear me? Say, as you ride around town, you think about it. Therefore, if you bring your gift, Jesus said to the altar, remember that your brother has aught against you, you leave your gift and you go your way and you be reconciled to your brother, and then you come and get all spiritual and offer your gifts and all that. You see that? Go to somebody you've hurt. Guys, listen, coming to church is awesome. Giving to the Lord is great. But guys, how can we say we love God who we can't even see and hate the brother or sister that we can see? That sounds like pretty good advice. Well, where's that? That's the Bible. That's over in 1 John. Read it. That's what God says. Instead of trying to appease the gods up here, why don't you go over and get right with your brother or your sister? Did you hear that? Yes or no? So do that. That's what the Bible says. Godly sorrow what? And keep going. Godly sorrow what? That's communicating sorry. So godly sorrow feels and godly sorrow works. Godly sorrow feels. Feeling sorry and godly sorrow works. That's communicating sorrow. Saying you're sorry is more than words. They can see in us remorse. They can see in us. You know, actually the word repentance means to turn. If you're sinning, the idea is to turn from your sin and walk in the other direction. People can see that too. When we've offended them, they can see through the shame, the remorse, the hurt that we're experiencing because of our own stupidity many times. They can see that turn in us and they can see that. And that helps them heal too. Did you hear me today? So that's why this is really important in relationships. The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of what? Root of what? Spring up and trouble you, and thereby many are defiled. Because we just say we're sorry and we don't feel like we're sorry, we many times cause roots of bitterness to literally spring up in other people. And our actions end up defiling the lives of our family and our children. Did you hear me or not? Say. This is really important in family. I will follow peace. Say that with me. I will. One more time. I will. One more time. I will. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see God. Is that what the Bible says? That's what Jesus said. I will follow peace. How about this one? I will what? Look diligently. Instead of just saying you're sorry, look diligently at actions, at wrongs that we've done in relationship. Look diligently. Don't just gloss it over. Don't just throw an I'm sorry at it. This is really important. Now I want you to say this with me and we're done with the message. We did pretty good. We cut it down anyway because of this. Here we go. Say that with me out loud if you don't mind. I will feel and I will communicate that I am sorry when I have wronged someone. Let's do it one more time. How many feel like you're in kindergarten with Uncle Gary this morning?
I'm just learning little relationships things today.
Good, good. Most things you learned in kindergarten anyway. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Say it with me. I will feel and I will communicate that I am sorry when I have wronged someone. I think that's the end of the message. Let's praise the Lord for His brief word today. Come on. Praise the Lord. That's a good word.